This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure above the earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. By the power and might of 1,000 suns, we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened in all of you. And focus on the alignment of those chakras and the specific colors of each of the chakras. So as you are looking at it, visualizing it, see the chakras in perfect alignment up along your spinal cord, from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet all the way up through the Soul Star Chakra just above your head. And focus on each of those chakras in turn and the respective color and the brilliance or intensity of that high vibration color in each of the chakras. Know again, as you raise the intensity of the colors in the chakra, you are also raising the vibration in each of those chakras. And that in turn raises the vibration in the corresponding glandular structure to that chakra. And in turn, it raises the vibration of your entire physical body, astral body, and etheric body as well. Now focus on the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and that connection to Gaia, and see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to the Root Chakra, ruby red. The next orange. The next, the solar plexus area. Yellow, the heart center, deep blue-green, the high heart center, magenta, throat area, sky blue, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And finally, the Soul Star Chakra, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras, again, in perfect alignment up along your spinal cord, focus on the intensity of those colors. So if, for instance, the Root Chakra, the red in the root chakra is kind of a muddy red or mixed with orange. Simply make it a brilliant red, red color. Same with each of the chakra centers. Brilliant, brilliant, bright colors. And now bringing all of the chakras together, merging them all as one into the soul star chakra. The soul star chakra and all of the chakras together now becoming your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And the Merkaba light vehicle is your vehicle of travel, being able to leave your physical body. You can leave your physical body through your solar plexus area, through that chakra, but that is not as safe. That is more of a three-dimensional way of exiting the body. We are giving you more of a fifth-dimensional exit from the body. So let yourselves now, your conscious knowing self, move into that Merkaba light vehicle, into that light body, and see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star, and move into that and begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind. Rise up through the roof of the building wherever you are. See your physical body falling below you as you rise higher and higher up into the sky. And feel the sun's rays. Go to a point approximately 500 feet above the roof of this building. Find yourself 500 feet above the roof of the building that you're in, whatever it is, or wherever you find yourself, 500 feet above the surface of the earth. Feel the sun's rays. And wherever you are, if it is a bright, bright, sunny day, simply begin to change that into a nighttime expression. Or if you are in a place where it is darker, more nighttime, change that to a daytime expression. Whatever it may be. But visualize the change, day to night or night to day. And once you have that, for instance, if you are changing daytime to nighttime, notice what makes it a nighttime expression. Moon being out, perhaps, stars, lights in the distance. Whatever it might be. And once you have that, begin to change it back again, night to day, or if you were in a changing night, day to night, or night to day, whatever it might be, change it back the other way. For those of you that have changed the daytime expression to nighttime expression, now change it back to a daytime expression. See the sun's rays. Whatever would make it a daytime expression. And then once again, change it back again. Daytime to nighttime or nighttime to daytime. Get that sense of change. And wherever you find yourself now, whatever expression it is, now change it to a bright, bright, bright daytime expression. If it was day, just make it brighter and brighter. If it was night, change it to day. But a bright, brilliant daytime. Imagine the brightest sunlit day you've ever seen, and then multiply it 100 times over. Feel that light, that expression. know now that you have control over time. You have control over time. You can change the past, present, and future, for all are one. So as you are looking at this, now begin to see a timeline that appears right in front of you, a timeline that shows, again, the past, the present, and the future. And from this point, you could go in any direction. You could go into the past. You could experience past lives. You can, of course, be right here in the present, or you can move into the future as well. But for this expression, I want you to see the timeline, the timelines that are showing itself. In other words, see the three-dimensional timeline and the fourth and fifth dimensional timeline, and how they are, at this point, still somewhat merged together, where you can have both at the same time, and indeed both are at the same time on the earth. Gaia's expression is showing both the third dimensional expression and the fourth and fifth dimensional expression. But get the sense of being able to switch between the two different timelines. Yes, you have done this before with your fifth dimensional glasses, but now you're doing this with your third eye specifically, and being able to shift timelines. And know that there are many, many people across the planet that are still ensconced within the third dimensional timeline, still holding to that. And they do not even know about the fifth dimensional timeline as you know about it. So you are able to switch back and forth between the two and see the two timelines. But now, if you were to move ahead in the future just a bit, and you can do that now because you have the past, present, and future right here in front of you. So move ahead just a bit, perhaps a few weeks, a month, maybe a few months ahead, and see the timelines as they show up now. See as they are splitting apart more and more. For as before, you may have seen them coinciding together, but now begin to see them splitting apart, moving away from each other. And an actual split occurring. And see what that would be like. See how the fifth dimensional expression is splitting away from the third dimension, and how this can be possible here on the planet for some to be, again, held within that third dimensional expression, and you and all that are ready are moving into the fifth dimensional and beyond expression. And again, how the timelines are splitting as you are looking at it slightly into the future. And feel the difference as you move from one to the other. And know that you are able to do this anytime that you want to. You are able to shift timelines, just as simple as you are doing it right now. The only difference is the belief. For when you truly believe that you have the capability to shift the timeline, such as you are doing now with what you think is your imagination, which is actually so much more than just simply imagining in the whole process, know that it is real as you are doing it now. And when you have come to that full understanding and belief that you have control over this, just as you have control over time, just as you change daytime to nighttime, nighttime to daytime, and can control control time, you can also control the past, present, and future as well, and the various timelines that are, again, splitting apart more and more. And eventually, there will be two distinct timelines. One will be that third dimensional expression, and the other will be the fifth dimensional expression and higher. And there will be a point where there will be no more on the fence, as you might look at it, where you are shifting between one or the other. At a point, sometime in the not too distant future, you will have made that full shift, and that will be indeed your ascension, where you once and for all shift over into the higher vibrational frequency, never to fall back again, other than at a purposeful level. So again now, feel the expression in the fifth dimension and what that would be like and what that will be like and what it is like right now in this moment. Feel the love expressed. Feel the oneness. Feel the connectedness of all beings, not only human beings, but all of life here on the planet, the plant life, the animal life, the mineral life, all with higher levels of consciousness, all realizing they are one, all in one and one in all. Now allow yourselves to begin to draw back to your physical form. Come back into the present on the timeline, though. Move into the present, where if you were slightly into the future, come back to that present timeline, and then just simply shift back down to your physical body, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back into your physical form, merge back in, bringing your astral etheric back in. Feel the aliveness in your body. Feel the energy, electrical energy moving throughout your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these continuing changing times, these times that you have all been working toward for so long, not only this lifetime, but for many lifetimes leading to this. That you have been moving to this point where you are able to begin to become aware of the shifting timelines and the shift of the timelines. Something that several years ago you were not even remotely aware of, except perhaps within your movies where they depicted the different timelines. But here you are now, where you can actually experience the shifting of the timelines and know that there are indeed different timelines and that you have the creative ability to move into whatever timeline you want. It is your creation. And just as you, as a collective you, have created the third dimensional timeline and all those things associated with that timeline and with that experience, just as you have created all of that, and I speak now of the buildings and the roads and all of the different aspects of the third dimension that you have created, so too shall you create the aspects of the fifth dimensional timeline. And your creation at that point, you will be creating all that is in front of you. And you will do it with thought, with thought. What you will think about, you will bring about, because you will be at a point where there will be no more time frame to separate that which is the old and that which is the new. You will not have that period of time to a buffer time, we will say here. You will not have that from the point where you intend something and have it appear to be. It will be instantaneous. That is what you are working toward. That is what, when you imagine in these days now, in your third dimensional expression, although when you are imagining, you are moving out of the third dimensional expression and moving into the fourth and fifth dimensional expression. So you are experiencing that which is beyond the third dimension. So you have to understand that your creative ability is paramount to how you are going to continue to move forward in this new higher expression, the new higher vibrational frequencies and higher consciousness. It is all about your moving forward into those higher expressions. So allow yourselves to continue to always move forward. Never let yourself fall back, although even you will do that at times, until you are ready to move fully beyond this third dimensional expression. So as always, trust in yourselves. Trust in who you are. Trust in knowing who you are. That you are indeed, as in your discussion earlier, you are the image of God. You are not made in the image. You are that image. You are God walking here upon the earth. And when you fully come to realize that and understand that and believe that and fully know that at a deeper level within yourself, then, my friends, you have arrived. You have arrived as being God walking here on the planet, just as I did as Yeshua those thousands of years ago, when I knew that I was the expression of God here walking. So you will be, at that point, God walking on the planet. Think about that. Contemplate that. For that is the ultimate of what you are here to do in this lifetime. When you speak of this lifetime as a linchpin lifetime, this is what it is all about. Coming to that full realization that you are God walking. Think about that. Express that within yourself on a daily basis. I am God walking. I am that I am. I am the full expression of God within me. Think about that. I am. I am. And when you, again, fully begin to comprehend that and express that outward from yourself, not only will you be the I am expression, but you will show that to all of those around you. You will be that expression of God in their lives as well. Again, think about that. Ponder that. And know that as you continue to move forward in that expression, in that knowing, then you move closer and closer to your full ascension. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to allow yourselves to move forward, always moving forward, and feel and know that expression of God within you. Om Mani Padme Uma. Om Mani Padme Uma. Uma. Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this program in working with you, in helping to train you, to move you along in this process, to prepare you for all that is ahead for you, to bring you to the point where you do, as Sananda has said here, that you do realize that you are the God expression walking within you on a daily and a momentary, not daily, but momentary basis. Every single moment, you are that God expression. So come to realize that, come to believe that, and you will be fast on your way to your full ascension here. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
Thinking about what Sananda was just saying, can you tell me what dimension that my body is currently in now? I know it's constantly changing, but just wondering if I'm stuck in the third or if I'm actually in the fourth and fifth.
Well, there are two different parts to this. Your body, as you are saying, is in the third dimension, for it is a third dimensional body. But your spirit, your soul, the essence that you are, is not so much in the third dimensional expression as you are expressing now at a higher vibrational frequency. So you have to look at it as you, the essence that you are, the spirit being that you are. And with this question that you have asked already says that you are in the higher vibrational frequency of, we will say, the fourth dimension here, if you want exact expression here. Okay? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I feel that when I'm experiencing more bliss, like yesterday when I was at a hot springs, just relaxing in the water, but I thought I was more in the fifth, too.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. Shoshana, do you have any other perspective or anything to add here?
I do not.
Very good. Then we are ready for next question.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And it's pertinent to what we were just, Sananda was just speaking about, is my question is like on a daily basis, sort of like framing the timeline we want to be on. Something I started doing right before the solar eclipse is verbally stating out loud, of course, what I want on my new timeline. And I did a little experiment, which seems to have worked, but I need confirmation on that as well, is that I told my higher guide and prepped for this that at the moment of the solar eclipse, when we came out the other side of that, that I would be in a new timeline. And I spent the days preceding that describing what I want that timeline to be like, what the world situation might be like, where I'm at in that situation, et cetera. Is that the proper way to do that? And did I actually shift anything? Because it actually seems like I did. On the backside of the solar eclipse, a lot of the things I asked for seem to have manifested on a global stage. But yeah, that's my question.
We will say here that there is certainly no wrong or right. Whether you did it right or wrong does not matter, because right. It is to your expression of what works for you. So if you have believed yourself to have shifted your timeline, which indeed you have, so there is your answer for that, because you have indeed done that. And every time that you express in that way, in that higher timeline, in that higher fifth dimensional timeline, you are expressing at that point. You are bringing into creation your intention of how you want it to be. This is what we say when just as you have created the third dimensional expression and all that is a part of that expression, so too will you create the fifth dimensional expression. It is we will say here, a painter that has a canvas mm-hmm. in front of them, and they have the ideas in their head. They have what they want to put on there, but they haven't yet put it down. But little by little, they begin to sketch it out, put it on the canvas, and it becomes a full picture. That is how you are going to create the new fifth dimensional expression and the new fifth dimensional Gaia, you see?
Yes.
Understand this?
Yes. And is the verbalization and the visualization, is that the best protocol to do and then continue to reinforce and, of course, and then act in that way and express in that way?
That is certainly, but that is so much more of your programming that you have learned. You have to get to the point where it becomes a full knowing, you see?
Right.
So, Shannon, do you have something you add here?
He's continuing there.
Oh, yes. Continue.
Oh, I was just saying that deep knowing. I was just saying, I know I'm on that timeline, and just and then all your behavior and everything and expression falls within line of that. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, very much so. So, Shana?
Well, we don't have much of a altered perspective in this, but we might be able to add to the fullness of this if this brother wishes us to.
Every time, absolutely.
Dear brother, these are the tools that you have given that are the only tools that you have. You have the tools to think about it. You mm-hmm. have the tools to visualize it. And you have the tools to act upon it. Mm-hmm. Those are the tools that have been given to you at this plane of existence. What is a mistake or a chaotic way of using those tools is to reminisce about what has been, not what is. So people will use visualization, they will use thoughts, and they will use actions that recreate their past.
Mm-hmm.
So you have learned that you can create your future with these tools, which is all we have ever wanted for all of you, is to use those tools to create the future. What is important here as one who serves has given is knowing versus acting, but knowing becomes a knowing through those tools. As you visualize, your neural network that is part of you reconnects or makes different neural pathways that will give your biological body the capability of infusing the spirit with the knowing. They work hand in hand, you see. So your brain works with your spirit by creating a neural network that reinforces your future, which becomes the knowing. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Absolutely, 100%.
And then we would add that we would just, when we were listening to your question, your query, we had one thing to add, and that is to say the timeline is, rather than it would be like. Several times you used it would be like that.
Which is a future expression, right?
Yes, sir. That is the future expression, rather than the timeline is that. So that is all we would tweak on that. But you are, without a doubt, on the right path. But you must use diligence and discipline to continue to use these tools in a way that does create that timeline for you, regardless of what is around you, you see, because mm-hmm. the third dimension will distract you, and you must not pay attention. Does this make sense, dear brother?
It is. My approach is it's what I call the clean slate approach. These are two distinct realities that I'm forming. One,
yeah.
what I was, and one that I'm becoming.
That you are.
And I am. Thank you for the correction.
Namaste, dear brother.
Thank you, Namaste.
And we are ready for our next question.
Okay, I'll jump in then. This is Lorelei. I know Susan has a question too. I was going to spring off of it, but I don't know what if she could go off the call or what, but this is close, so maybe. Okay, so recently it's been necessary for me to, or seemed necessary, I should say, for me to, you know, say some truths to different various people that were not particularly, let's say they weren't something that someone would really necessarily want to hear, but it was the truth as I saw it. You know, I spent a lot of years in being afraid to say 90% of what I thought, and then I got rid of a lot of stuff and the worries and concerns about people liking me, not liking me, et cetera, and I got to the place as a person and a coach and everything else where I could just say what there was to say. But then the world, at least the Christian world, looks askance. Oh, what a terrible thing. That hurt somebody, might hurt somebody's feelings. That did hurt somebody's feelings. How cruel you are. How unkind. And I'm like, okay, I don't think that's it because I don't wish anybody any harm. I never, ever want to harm anyone or have them, you know, have anything bad happen to them or anything like that. But I need to understand last week when Shoshana said Jesus got closer to the ascension by always walking in love and compassion. But when you have to say something that's the truth, and it must be said because it's the elephant in the living room, I mean, like, that doesn't always seem to look like that love and compassion thing. So can you give us any clarity on that?
We will say here that always walk with love and compassion. Always know that you are operating at a higher level of consciousness when you are operating in that respect with love and compassion. You cannot change what anyone thinks about you or feels about you. You cannot do that. But you can be nice to that person. And certainly there are times when you need to tell the truth. And the truth can sometimes hurt that person, but you know at a deeper level that the truth shall set them free, you see, just as you have learned the truth, and that is setting you free. So do not be concerned about hurting another one's feelings if you are doing it through love and compassion. If you are doing it for wanting to help that person by being truthful with them, you see, that is the difference. There are those that are truthful with another and are attempting to hurt that person. But again, you cannot control how anyone feels or thinks about you. Just be who you are, and being who you are and being in that love and compassion will then dictate how that person shall then look at you and think about you and feel about you. You see? Shoshana.
Well, we have something to say about this. We have a perspective for this one. If she wishes for us to give our perspective.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, when another person criticizes you or says that you are being selfish or says that you are not giving or whatever that is within that quote unquote Christian ideology, you must be aware that those things that they say to you are vestiges, are remnants of your own programming. You see, no one would say that to you if it wasn't already part of your programming to hear it. If you did not hear it or you did not attract it, you would not. There would not be another in your life saying that to you, you see. That is so important here, So when another says something to you and it feels like a criticism, it is because it is your programming, not theirs. So when you stop listening, as you have, when you stop validating, as you have, you will reprogram yourself not to even hear it, you see. That is the most important thing here. The next important thing here is when we said that the one known as Yeshua got closer to his ascension by walking in love and compassion. That is true. Yet, most of you as humans do not know what that is, because your programming interrupts love and compassion. You must define love and compassion for yourself, what that really looks like, because it is a point of neutrality. It is not a point of attachment or judgment or service or any of those things that you think it is. It is a point of neutrality, you see. So when a great master shows compassion, he does not, or she does not, care what the result is or how that person receives it. It is only through neutrality that compassion can be given. It is only through neutrality that love can be given. It is not what you think it is on this third dimensional plane. So we would ask you to ponder that, to meditate upon what love and compassion really is. And when you move your being with those states, with the love and the compassion as those states in a neutral manner, it will not look like what it has looked like in the past. Namaste.
Very good.
Can I say this too, just to, I appreciate that, and that really brings a lot to me. When step out on those skinny branches, you know, to tell a person a thing that nobody has ever been willing to tell them because they're afraid to tell that person, and because that person doesn't want to hear it, and because, you know, everybody will judge you for telling that person, but you step out on those skinny branches, I think that is compassion, because you're the one who's willing to have the courage to do it. And I mean, it touches me because I was judged for it greatly. I get it. But I do see that as compassion now that you say so, what you say. I think I hope that that's correct in my understanding of this.
We will add here that, along with, as you are saying, a saying that came from the book, Out on a Limb, Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb. And what was said, sometimes in order to reach the fruit at the end of the vine, you have to walk out on a limb. So there are times when you need to move beyond the expression of what you think you need to do and move out and do what you know that you need to do.
We have something here.
Yes.
We must add something, dear sister. May we add?
Yes, please.
And you must listen carefully. You cannot be judged by others unless you judge yourself. You see, it is a matter of you judging yourself. That is how judgment occurs. It looks as if the other is judging you, but in reality, you are judging yourself. If you know this, then no one can judge you. Namaste.
Yes, and we will say here the actual biblical quote of what many think is, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," is not the way it was meant to be. It is, "Judge not, lest ye judge yourself." Big difference.
Yes, and that is important to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Understand that difference. It will make all the difference.
Yes. Would there be other questions?
My yes, question branches off of Lorelei's question. I know we're not our brother's keeper, but we are learning to show service to others, not service to ourselves. We have a member who, unfortunately, regularly seems to be in trauma and chaos, and has now is in the hospital. And a lot of us have tried to help her, and I love to be service to others, but when do we realize that maybe giving so much and giving advice and even helping financially, and the person always seems to be in chaos and confusion and now health issues, when do we compassionately stop doing that?
We will give our perspective here, dear sister.
Yes.
May we offer our perspective.
Thank you.
Dear sister, compassion and love are neutral, you see. So we must tell you that you must define for yourself what it is to be of service to another. And we will give some examples here, and you can offer us what you would do, you see. So now let us say that you are a parent and your little toddler is beginning to walk and is clutching the furniture and walking and attempting to step forward. And you are seeing this, and you see this little toddler fall and hit his head upon the ground. And you resolve to say, well, I will not let him walk again because he will hit his head, you see. So now you disable that child by not allowing him his path.
Mm.
Now, you must understand that being of service, the big component of being of service is to empower another, not to disable them, you see.
Yes.
So each thing that you do, you must decide, does this empower another or does it detract from their ability to fulfill their own path? Does this make sense, dear sister?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
And that is the answer.
And
yes,
we will,
go ahead.
And we will add here that when you are of service to others, you are indeed at that point also service to self, because one is the same as the other. You are that person and that person is you. So there is no distinction between the two. When you just simply work on, in your life moving forward, being more and more of service to others, and you will find that that will be self-satisfying to you, self-gratifying to you.
Dear sister, we must add here, because we must stress here, that it is not the simplicity of being of service to others, it is empowering others to be of service to themselves. So if you are giving to another because they have expressed that they are not capable, then you are disserving them. You are not serving them. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, I'm not doing that. I'm actually trying to give very solid, loving, spiritual advice. And I've actually said no a few times to requests because I felt that that's not that person empowering themselves. So tough love is, I know how to do it. I just don't want to be cruel. And I want to make sure that, yes, I don't want to enable this person. I want to empower this person. And that's what I've been trying to do. So I just want to make sure that it's okay to say, no, I'm not going to help you again because you keep on doing the same thing. I've guided you lovingly on maybe not repeating these patterns and you're not doing it.
We agree with that. We
okay.
agree with that. Yet, the more stable and enduring and changing approach would be to say that we have no advice for you. You must find what within your heart what you would do next, because we do not have advice for you.
Wonderful. That, I've done that too. Thank you so much. I have actually said that. Thank you so much, Shoshana.
Yes, that is the true approach, dear sister. So yes, we would say that that is the best approach. Namaste.
There are times when one will not change their story no matter what you say to them. And there is nothing you can do about
and
that.
And no advice can be given.
Yes, definitely.
Right. Thank you so much.
We are needing to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We would say that it is important here to become neutral, to be of service to others by being neutral, by empowering them to empower themselves. And as one who serves has given, when you empower another, you empower yourself. And you must understand that when you do not empower another, you disable yourself. That is how it works. Namaste.
Yes, and we simply say, as we have been saying for quite some time here, practice being in the moment, every single moment, and being in joy in that moment. Find the joy in every moment, for it is there if you look for it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.